HRheadquarters.ie, the podcast.
There's been a lot of talk about robotics or robotic process automation in the last number of years. I've seen it in nearly every list of HR trends published recently, and I think we can only expect that to continue well into 2018. So what is robotics or robotic process automation? It is definitely not a physical robot or some Terminator-style cyborg sitting at a desk in your office, sadly. It's also not artificial intelligence, and while the two can be connected, we'll deal with artificial intelligence in a separate podcast. Robotic process automation is the use of technology and software to process a transaction and manipulate data across one or multiple digital systems. It effectively is able to imitate the keystrokes that a human is doing. It's generally suitable for high volume, highly manual processes that don't require someone's subjective input, i.e. there needs to be a clear criteria as to what should be done in any given situation. Amongst the main benefits of robotics is the fact that your robot will work 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Your robot will never call in sick, be late, or have a hangover. So you'll have an always-on employee. Varian reports claim robots work 15 to 30 times faster than a human, so that's a significant increase in productivity. And fantastically, you won't need to change your systems or your processes, presuming they're digital and don't involve a pen and paper. If there's an exception in the process or the robot doesn't know what to do, it'll simply stop and notify you at that point. It'll flag it for manual intervention. The obvious downside to robotics is the displacement of existing employees and the associated negative effects of that, as well as the costs involved. Remember, it's generally best suited to highly manual, high-volume tasks. The cost is going to be greatly impacted by the complexity of the process. In terms of where it could be applied for human resources, well, only you can answer that for your own organization. Ask yourself where you have teams doing the same process over and over again. They're probably moving data between systems and spreadsheets and sending the same emails to employees or potential candidates. I think larger organizations doing huge amounts of hiring will find it of interest in the areas of contract generation and initial employee setup on internal systems. And there'll definitely be uses for it within payroll departments. So that's our very basic overview of robotics. We'll cover artificial intelligence another time, but for now, thanks for listening.
HRheadquarters.ie, the podcast.